This is Sticks and Stones and Stories. Old Grandad McAllister worked hard every day of his life. But one December evening, just as the first snowflakes were starting to fall outside, Grandad McAllister decided he'd worked hard enough. He was ready for a long winter's nap. A really long winter's nap. "Wake me up when it's spring again," he told his wife, Granny McAllister. "But you're not a bear," said Granny McAllister. "You can't just hibernate through the winter." "Oh, yes, I can," said Grandad. "I'm going to sleep until the crocuses come up." And with that, he pulled up his covers and closed his eyes.
"But you can't sleep until spring," said Granny. "You'll miss Christmas."
But it was too late. Grandad McAllister didn't hear Granny's warning. He was already fast asleep, snoring like a train. Well, early the next morning, Granny tried to wake old Grandad. It was his turn to feed the chickens. But it was no use. She shook him by the shoulder and called his name, but he just kept snoring. "All right," said Granny. "I suppose everyone deserves to sleep in sometimes. I'll see you in time for tea." And off she went to start her day. But when Granny came back, just before tea time, old Grandad was still fast asleep and snoring like a buzzsaw. "Wake up, you silly old man," said Granny. "You can't sleep through the entire day." But old Grandad McAllister just kept snoring. When he still hadn't woken up the next morning, Granny brought a rooster into the bedroom. "Cock-a-doodle-doo," said the rooster, until everyone in the neighborhood was wide awake. Everyone, that is, but Grandad. Well, a little later that same morning, all the grandchildren came for a visit. "You're just the wee man I wanted to see," Granny said to young Timmy, who was just 2 years old. "You go in and you wake your granddad for me. There's a good lad." So little Timmy toddled into Granddad's bedroom. Then he climbed up onto the bed right beside his sleeping grandfather, and he began to bounce. Bounce, bounce, bounce. As if the bed were a trampoline. And old Granddad, he just kept snoring. "Let me try," said Alexandra, Timmy's big sister. She took a great big goose feather into the bedroom, lifted her grandfather's quilt, and then used that feather to tickle the soles of his feet. Tickle, tickle, tickle. And old Grandad? Well, you know what he did. He just kept snoring. Poor Granny. She tried everything she could think of to wake old Grandad. She brought all the hens inside. Cluck, 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 cluck. She brought in dogs to bark and cats to meow. She brought in a fiddle player and a mariachi band. She even brought in a choir to sing Christmas carols to remind Grandad that he was sleeping through his favorite season of the year. Silent Night they sang, Jingle Bells they sang, Joy to the World. And Grandad, he just kept snoring. Finally, on Christmas Eve itself, poor Granny gave up.
Besides, she had other things to do. She had a Christmas feast to prepare for the family. She spent the entire day working in the kitchen, with the aunts and uncles and oldest grandchildren right beside her. And when they were finished, there was a feast, with turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes, gravy and biscuits and cranberry sauce. Everyone had just gathered around the table when they heard something from Granddad's bedroom. Well, it was really more what they didn't hear. The snoring had stopped. And then, as they listened, they heard a shuffling sound. And a moment later, there was Granddad in his slippers and pajamas.
"Well, it's about time," said Granny. "What finally woke you?"
"Why, I smelled Christmas dinner, of course," said Granddad. "I wouldn't miss your stuffing for anything."
And so it was that the entire McAllister family sat down together for a wonderful Christmas feast. And when the last crumb was finished, and they'd opened all the presents under the tree, Granddad said good night and headed for his bed.
"Just where do you think you're going?" said Granny.
"Back to sleep, of course," said Granddad. "I haven't finished my winter's nap."
And that's exactly what he did.
Sticks and Stones and Stories is written, narrated, and produced by Rachel Dunstan Muller. Find out more at racheldunstanmuller.com.